You're listening to Work in Progress. I'm Ramona Schindelheim, Editor-in-Chief of Working Nation. Work in Progress explores the rapidly changing workplace through conversations with innovators, educators, and decision-makers, people with solutions to today's workforce challenges. The national unemployment rate rose to 7% in March and could reach the teens for April. For those men and women living at or below the poverty line before the COVID-19 pandemic, the jobless rate was already higher than the national average, and it continues to soar in this crisis. Joining me now is Marie Trupek Lynch, President and CEO of Skills for Chicagoland's Future, a nonprofit working to close the workforce skills gap in that community and move the unemployed into open positions. Thank you for joining me today, Marie.
Thank you for having me, Ramona.
Really appreciate you getting on with us on this podcast. Tell us a little bit about Skills for Chicagoland's Future and what need you're filling in your community.
Thank you. So with a few others, founded Skills for Chicagoland's Future in 2012, though we had formerly had an organization prior to that where we tested the skills model. And Skills was set up during the last recession really as a response to businesses who needed a place to work with. They wanted an exclusive place to work with and find unemployed talent. And with the recession being so difficult and high, it was really important to have an organization that was really focused on starting with the job first and starting with the employer first and then finding the talent. We set ourselves up then, and since that time, we have placed over 7,000 people into jobs. We work with about 50 companies. We also set up an affiliate site out in Rhode Island who's doing extraordinary work, Skills for Rhode Island's Future, and continue to think about ways to expand nationally.
How does this work? I know that employers are partnering with you. How are you making the connection and who are you connecting those employers with?
Part of the secret sauce of Skills has always been about leading with the employer, that you start with the job. You start with the HR, the chief human resource officer. And so the concept has been that what happens is there's the business development team, which works very closely with the chief human resource officers and identifies what their hiring needs are, and whether that be immediate or whether they need some type of, assistance getting those folks ready. There's signed commitment to hire letters, which are signed with all the companies to adhere to confidentiality. And then the business development team then works with the talent acquisition team to ensure that the unemployed are found. In Chicago, we work with over 100 community organizations who are getting people ready. But also there's thousands of people who are not touching a workforce organization who need assistance. And so we really do a lot of outreach to those individuals. And then we get them ready for that particular job. We're not just bringing them in to do, resume building or interviewing techniques. It's about us understanding and knowing what the employer wants and then getting them ready for that job. We have commitments for about, over 100 positions each month where we then get them placed into those jobs and they are on their way.
So these are the poorest communities in Chicago and Rhode Island that you're working with the people who live there. Are these people who have access to these employers in general, or are you bridging that access?
So part of the concept of Skills is about actually closing the access gap. And we always say that your zip code should not determine your destiny, but it does. During the last recession, which, by the way, it's going to be much, much more difficult this time, as there were so many more unemployed than there were positions, what happened is, the databases, the applicant tracking systems were full of resumes. But if you didn't know the right person, you were not going to get to the top. So it's all about who you know. And truthfully, the stats have always been 75 to 80% of jobs are found through somebody you know, not through online applications. And that number just gets worse when you have so many people applying for jobs. You recognize, individuals who are coming from neighborhoods where maybe there's vacant lots next to them, maybe there's unemployed next to them, maybe there's, individuals who, again, who don't have access at that top level to be able to get their resume to the top. Skills acts in that capacity as the neighbor for the unemployed to be able to get their resume and that person to the table. We found over the years, it's actually fascinating. A lot of the people we'll end up placing have actually, and who get the jobs, actually had tried on their own to get the jobs with the employers, but they're just, because they're unemployed, because there's a gap in service, because there was, 2,000 applications and they were, application number 1,752, they're overlooked. And so we are really helping to get that candidate ready for that job, help them to fine tune for that, but also to be really advocating to the employer and recognizing that these are folks that we are vouching for.
Over the last month, has there been a surge of people coming to you looking for help?
Oh my goodness. So the last month has been intense and equally broken my heart and also I think completely motivated our team. because this is what we're here for. I always say we are the, you know, we're an emergency responder for the unemployed. We're an extension in both Chicago and in Rhode Island. We're an extension of the government agencies so that we can support the unemployed. And so, yes, we've seen a massive surge to our own internal hiring database that we use for job seekers to come, you know, numbers that we haven't seen for years. We're also already hearing from the employers that are hiring that they are seeing just record numbers of applicants, which means, getting to my earlier point, that it's even that much more challenging if you are looking for a job because there is so much competition right now.
Are you finding enough employers to keep up with your demand from your clients?
Yeah, so very interesting. So, on March 16th, which is roughly about the time that the stay-at-home order was put into place in Illinois, we were doing assessments every day prior to that. And then certainly that day was when the big change happened. And we saw in Chicago that roughly 55% of the companies we were hiring for had stopped hiring. And we expected that, certainly, you know, with the impact on travel and hotels and restaurants and all that, we expected that. What has been interesting, what's happened in the last 4 weeks, though, is we've also onboarded several new clients who are hiring rapidly and can't get enough talent quick enough. So some of our companies, you know, the 45% that we're still hiring, certainly we've gone deep with them. And again, you're moving as fast as you can because the hiring need is important. And then again, there's a number of other companies who are now new to us who we're working with and placing talent in because there are companies hiring. I will say some of the companies hiring, I mean, certainly some of those jobs are temporary during this COVID crisis, but certainly if somebody is interested and willing to work, there are jobs to be had, but it's competitive out there.
What kind of skills training are you giving these people? You're coaching them on job interviews, or what exactly are you doing to work with your clients? Is client the right word?
Sure. Yeah. We call them our clients, our business clients, and then our job seeker clients. So let me answer that question in terms of right now, in terms of the moment of what's happening right now since COVID-19 started. Right now, I would say it's been very interesting because part of what Skills has always done is we understand what the employer is looking for, and we're screening and sourcing and getting those candidates ready for that interview. And that certainly is a variety of, we can talk about that in a few minutes, you know, a variety of different roles. But we're getting them ready for what's being asked. But what I think is most interesting that's happened in the last 4 weeks is the employers right now, for the type of hiring that's happening, what has really risen to the top is people who are interested and available and willing to work. As you can imagine, there's a good of the population that's not interested in working right now. Flexibility is really important. You know, in terms of a lot of the jobs that have disappeared, it's been like these kind of hourly part-time jobs. And certainly some of those things are emerging. So they're looking for folks that are reliable, that are willing to work. And what we're doing is we're just getting them prepped for those interviews. But they're doing their own training. And I would say also companies have greatly expedited their hiring processes. I was talking to a company today, a major company today, which shared with us that they're now at the point when they're making offers within 48 hours. And that's what we are seeing is 48 to 72 hour offers.
Is your approach changing at all because of COVID-19? Are you expanding the type of companies that you're working with?
Our work is changing. You know, we had to pivot pretty quickly to recognize that. Let me answer this a couple ways. First, let me talk to you a little bit about the industries, and then I'll tell you how our work has changed. You know, as you can imagine, the industries that are hiring right now fall into, you know, healthcare and insurance, business, you know, some business services, especially banks, manufacturing and logistics, store operations, and then cleaning and sanitation. And so, you know, we've really, and this is national and local, we are very focused. You know, our work is really gone intensely focused on going deep with those employers that are hiring right now. The other piece I'd say that's changed is youth have been significantly impacted by this moment, by this COVID-19 moment. And in addition to programs you and I have been talking to today through this conversation, we also have a pretty big set of career pathway, two-year youth programs where they are along a pathway with the employer. And some of those employers have continued those. Some of those employers have put those on hold. And so we have been working to adjust a lot of our boot camp and our pre-hiring training to all be online to be getting those youth ready. So when those spots open back up, they'll be ready.
That's interesting because I know one of the key tenets of your organization has been that face-to-face working with the clients.
Yes.
So now you have to do it online, like I guess like the rest of us, right?
That's right. Well, that's been interesting for us, right? I mean, we're very fortunate. Mark Koppelmazian, the CEO of Hyatt, is the chair of Skills for Chicagoland's Future Board. And so we were very fortunate in that because of his work internationally that we had a pretty good view into what was coming. So we were able to get our team moved remotely very quickly and before stay-at-home orders were put in place. And so I would say our team has done an incredible job of actually, you know, really moving remotely. We're also, we've been sharing in the city very actively on media that, you know, we're open for business. You know, all the employers had to also go virtual in how they're hiring. So it was a very natural time for us to go virtual. We're supporting the employers in that. We are fully open for business. And I would actually say we're working right now six and a half days a week. It's incredibly intense right now.
What kind of stuff are you teaching people? I know you said that the actual training is on up to the employer, so what they need, but I want to just make sure I'm clear on what the connection that you're bringing to each side, because I think that's important for people listening. You know, if they're in Chicago, they're or Rhode Island, that they know that you could be there for them.
It very much depends by employer, but in general, that, you know, the first connection that's being made is that individuals don't have access to the employer. And so we have a connection of, we have a commitment from the employers for the jobs that they are going to hire through Skills. So when somebody's interviewing with Skills, it's not a black hole, or when somebody submits a resume to Skills, it's not a black hole, because we have, you know, defined and signed committed agreements with employers that they're going to hire through us on a, you know, on a monthly basis. So they're real jobs, and we have access to their assessments. We have access to, you know, how they're interviewing. And so we're prepping the individuals on how to actually interview with that company. In the case of the youth, we have a series of programs, which we call career pathway programs, where they are enrolled into a program knowing that they're going to work for an employer. And then, as an example, with Rush University Medical Center, the individuals are getting all their training and certifications on becoming a patient care technician and running through school and work, and then taking the certification tests and then getting the jobs at Rush University Medical Center, as an example. On the youth side, there's much more, I would say, the training. On the adult side, it's more getting prepared for the assessments and for the connection to the actual employer that has jobs.
How do your clients find you?
And you mean clients being the unemployed or clients being the businesses?
The unemployed. How are they finding your organization? How do they know that you are there to help?
So since we've been in existence since 2012, we have 7,000 individuals who've gotten placed through us. We have a pretty extensive network of folks who know about us. We also work with 100 community-based organizations, provide them on a weekly basis information on where the jobs are so that they can be making referrals to us. We also do a lot. We have a marketing team and a talent acquisition team, which does zip code sourcing in the neighborhoods. We do a lot of social media. We do job fairs, and we, you know, to do the outreach to individuals, you know, about finding us. We're also on the City of Chicago's emergency resources. And I would say the other piece too is we have been very blessed over the years to have extraordinary press.
And one last question. You said you're working like 6.5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing, does it feel like there's a peak, or do you feel like it's just still moving along at the top?
I love that question because, you know, everybody right now in the COVID-19 is monitoring, right, the health peak, right? And, you know, number of beds, number of people sick. We are not even close to hitting our peak because of shelter in place across the country. I have been very actively promoting and talking to individuals out there. The wave of unemployed coming is going to just continue to increase because right now it's held back by a couple of things. One, because of shelter in place and stay-at-home orders. So you have individuals who are not, who, you know, because the unemployment offices are closed, may not realize that there are organizations like Skills that are open and could connect them to jobs. Two, you have the number, artificially low right now in terms of a comparison to what it should be, because there is a whole set of folks who are afraid to work. They're not aware that so many companies have put in so many health and safety precautions there's actually, you know, measures that have been put in place that could make that easier. And or there are those who are taking care of individuals because of childcare, because their kids aren't home, because they have ill parents, you know, who just don't have the capacity or availability to work. So I anticipate that the next big, you know, there's certainly a giant wave that's coming right now, but I see the waves getting higher because the next big wave will be when shelter in place lifts. And then I think there will be another wave after that. Once individuals get more comfortable with the safety and precautionary measures and feel like they are ready to seek a job, I think when the $600 federal additional unemployment amount goes away in July, you're going to get another wave there of people who suddenly, you know, financially are at a spot when they need to work again. And then I think the other piece is there are a number of individuals who've been hired temporarily due to COVID who will eventually, those jobs will go away at some point, and, you know, go away not fully, but some percentage of them will reduce, and there'll be another wave there. So I see it, like, if you want to imagine, you know, being in an ocean and like a series of waves and you're looking for the big one to ride, it's still coming. It's going to be, I think it's going to be months and months of this.
Is there another point that I have missed in the conversation that you think it's important?
The only thing we didn't talk about is if, you know, if somebody is interested in coming to us, where to go, you know what I mean, in terms of SCF jobs. The one piece I'd say to you, Ramona, that I think is important is, you know, we and in Rhode Island are posting on a daily basis all the jobs that are available. If somebody wants to work, you can. There are jobs out there. And if you come to a place like us at scfjobs.com, we update every day all the jobs that are available and would be happy to work with both the employers as well as the unemployed.
What you just said just really made my eyes open up a little bit more about it, because I hadn't thought about the wave. That's just the wave is just going to keep coming.
This is going to be a tough one. You know, just so you know, too, we are actively working on, you know, I was when I told you about the wave and the bed count, I'm thinking about on a system level, how much capacity do all the workforce organizations have for the number of people, which is like 10 times the usual. And I'm seeing a giant mismatch there. So I think it's going to be fascinating and heartbreaking, and also wonderful opportunities that come out of it. But we're going to need to all step up in the workforce sector to really take care of the demand that's coming.
Thank you, Marie. I really appreciate you. And we'll share that also online at workingnation.com.
Thank you, Ramona. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. My guest today was Marie Trupek Lynch, the president and CEO of Skills for Chicagoland's Future. Our producer is Larry Buell. Our executive producers are Melissa Panzer and Joan Lynch. I'm Ramona Schindelheim, the editor-in-chief for Working Nation. Thank you for joining us. Talk to you next time.